Welcome. I'm glad to see you're here again at the diner where the only dish we serve is the CLT sandwich. I hope you've returned with an empty stomach, eagerness, and a little bit of caution. Come inside and sample the dish where the flavor palette changes each week. From cryptids, to legendary people, tall tales, and myths from around the world. Stay a while, ignore the other patrons, and enjoy the dish that is the CLT sandwich.
Welcome back to the CLT Diner, where the only dish we serve is the CLT sandwich. I kind of choked. My name is Anthony, and I'll have the honor of serving you this wonderful dish. Joining today's dish with you is Sven Magnusson. Say hello to your fellow diners.
Hello, fellow diners. I have an Oreo in my mouth.
I know. We were snacking, we were chewing on chips, and I picked a hotter than hot jalapeno from Zapp's. I fucking love Zapp's kettle chips. Man, when I went down to New Orleans, went to the hotel lobby, and they had every Zapp's flavor, I'm like, yes, 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 yes. I spent like $30 on potato chips.
Not to flex too much, I am the local white boy around here, but those chips weren't too hot, honestly.
Yeah? You want to get a hot chip? I hear they sell them at a gas station nearby.
I know they do. I've thought about it.
No, it's not worth it. Or if you're going to do it around friends and film it. Never do it alone. But, yeah, so how you doing today, Sven?
I'm okay. I'm a little tired. I had an interview today, so, you know, of course, nerves kept me up all night. But
yep, that's how it'd be.
Sucking on an energy drink, so I'm all right. I'm doing well.
No, not sponsored, but a watermelon monster.
Ultra watermelon monster.
Ooh. And you know what? I can smell it in the car. It smelled pretty good.
It's good. You know, it's, I had not had an energy drink in a while, so the, watermelon flavor was kind of a kick at first, but now that I've kind of, like, settled into it, it's not, like, overpowering or anything. It's not too fruity.
Yeah. This is nothing like you. It's okay. So, Sven.
Yes.
I asked a while back, well, I gave a teaser to what today's topic was, but people can obviously read it in the title. Every time I do that, I always point above me like I'm in a YouTube video. But they're below nowadays, aren't they?
Yeah. I definitely didn't zone out on most of what you just said.
But,
thinking of a dumb joke, which is as follows. Why are you excluding your illiterate viewers? What do you have against the southern states?
I have nothing. I am from the South, and so is my father and his father. My grandma's from West Virginia, so technically that's the North.
Was it?
Technically, yes. They split off, and back then it was. They split to be on the part of the North. I know my state's histories.
I don't, apparently. Did West Virginia side with the fucking winners? Did they side with the Union?
Yeah.
Oh.
They split off from Virginia being their own state and stayed with the Union.
Oh, never would have thought. Good on you, Virginia.
Yep, that's why they're weird. That's why there's Wests. But, I asked one question. What is something that every living person has in common?
Spinal cords.
That is correct by legal definition. But birthdays.
Yep.
We all have birthdays. Mine is September 20th. Actually, mine's going to be in 6 days. Mine's on Monday.
Oh, holy shit.
Yeah. I'm taking off from work. I haven't told Jared yet, but I'm also taking off from the podcast.
Oh, well. I'm sure his eyes will cross.
Yeah, Mike took off his. But, mine's coming up. Sven, yours is in November?
Nope.
March?
No.
June?
No.
July?
No.
Give me a second.
Do not go to my Facebook.
I'm not. It's May 5th.
No.
May 9th.
Nope.
May 8th?
There you go. There you go, champion.
You know what I looked up?
What?
Resident Evil 8 release dates. Because I remember you saying, oh, this comes out blank days before my birthday. and Son's about to eat pepper.
Oh, fuck, it got my eye. Oh, no.
You know, there's a thing called pepper spray for a reason.
A hubris.
So, yeah, birthdays. So, with you being, you know, we all talk about birthdays. We all, you know, there's those people on the internet who are very much like, oh, you know, I'm a blank. Like, I'm a Virgo.
I'm a slut.
You don't like being, you don't like physical contact. How could you be a slut?
That's true, I don't like physical contact. That's actually, well, it depends on the physical contact. Don't just like, well, I like hugs.
I like hugs.
But don't touch me sexually.
Really great slut you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the best kind of slut. I'm the tantalizing one. I'm the blue baller. I'm the one who makes you long for what you can't have.
Ah.
The cock tease, if you will.
That's fair, that's fair.
I wear a chastity belt.
By the way, I just want to say, because, you know, it's a little windy where we are here. It rained for, like, 2 seconds earlier.
Yeah.
It went, shh.
And it was done.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? Did someone spray my window with a hose? I thought someone did.
It rained long enough to just get, like, Roger's car next door wet. Rachel's grandfather.
Yeah. But, yeah. So, let's talk about... We're going to talk about the Zodiacs. I have both... Well, there's not really a myth for Greek Zodiacs. There's little stories for each of the 12. I'm not getting the 13th, but... Because, fuck that shit. But the 12. And then we're also going to go over the Chinese Zodiac, which I am the year of the dog.
Yeah.
What are you? Do you know your Chinese Zodiac?
Yeah, I know what it is. And I could tell you, too.
To me...
I think I'm bull. I think it's really boring. It's like Taurus. I'm a Taurus and it's a bull.
What year are you born?
97.
I think that does make you the ox. Yes, you are the ox.
The ox.
Yep, you...
Boring. Should have been the snake.
I don't think there's a snake in the Chinese Zodiac, I'll be honest. Isn't there? Oh, there is. I don't know. So, do you want to go over the Greek Zodiac or the Chinese Zodiac first?
Let's go over the Greek Zodiac.
Alright, white man picks the white people. Alright. Don't worry, I had
to keep it real.
I had that joke loaded the moment I asked you that question. Well, without Jared here, I have to harp on someone for being white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He makes it easy, though.
He does. He's a white boy from a small, white town.
He's got some interesting takes sometimes.
He does, but we love him anyways. So, the first, there are 12 signs of the, Greek Zodiac. Which, you know, goes back thousands of years. Blah, 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 blah. The first sign is Aries. You know what Aries is?
The god of war.
This one has a
spell different. A-R-I-E-S.
Yes. But you are correct, technically.
Yes. Aries. No, I don't remember Aries.
Aries is the ram.
Motherfucker, I did know it. I was like, satyr? No, that's not a fucking animal.
I mean,
I was like, goot. I did know it. Okay.
Goot.
Yeah, because the symbol looks like a little ram's head.
Yeah, yeah, little horns.
Yeah, okay.
Big orange sheep.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So, the ram in question is actually the golden ram of Greek mythology, who after his death was turned into a constellation. These are all constellations, so eventually they all will come to constellation, so I'm not going to repeat that every time I talk about a symbol.
Right.
Right. Sorry, there was just like a plastic bag that just flew across the back of my yard, and I was like, where'd that come from?
It's fucking whimdy, it's true.
It's very whimdy. So in Greek mythology, by the way, this is coming from GreekLegendsAndMyths.com. So, good source.
Yeah.
I use them for my Titanomachy episode as well. So, I thought you were going to say something. In Greek mythology, the golden ram was the offspring of Poseidon and Theopane, a woman who the is now it says God here, but I think they mean rapist, turned into a sheep to have sex with her as a sheep. If you're going to open that, just open it quickly. Just rip off the Band-Aid. All right.
Sorry, I was also just stunned at how fucking ludicrous the Greek gods are.
Like, they could have sex with anyone, but turned her into a goat. So the golden ram was the officer gave was given birth, and it had the special abilities, for it could talk and fly. So
as most creatures of the sea can.
That's true. I mean, it was a golden ram that got golden rammed into somebody. The cloud nymph, Nephele, N-E-P-H-E-L-E, would subsequently make use of the golden ram to rescue her children, Phoenix and Helle, when their stepmother, Ino, threatened their lives. The golden ram would head towards a Clocus. I'm not good with names. Or locations. I'm very white, and I have a very white education. So, although Helle was unable to hang on to the ram and fell to her death, which became known as Helle's Point. Today, the golden ram is best remembered after his death, for the ram told Phyrex to sacrifice itself. Phyrex would then present the fleece of the ram to King Atides, for which point the golden fleece would be sought after as a prize. One who would go to see it would be Jason and the Argonauts.
That's how I knew that.
Yeah, so,
I knew the golden fleece sounded familiar.
Yeah, so that's the golden fleece. It's...
Tis Ares, tis the golden ram.
It is.
Do you think that the Greek gods were kind of like...
assholes? Yes.
Like the corporate elite of today's world, where they have everything they want in life. They have all the power, stature, wealth anyone could ask for. And so they just get bored and do depraved shit.
Yeah.
Like be pedophiles.
And rapists.
Yeah.
And the Greek gods probably did it too. Smack the fly right out of the air. So the second symbol, and we have the Latin names, which are the fun ones to say, but also the English translation. We have Taurus. Sven has a mouthful of croutons, the best munching food for a podcast.
I just can't help myself. I'm sorry.
It's all right. He hasn't eaten all day.
Because I'm a dumbass.
Yeah. So the Taurus, also known as the bull, it is a, I like how it says, it is another creature from Greek mythology. Well, this is the Greek zodiac, sure, so I really hope it would be. Yeah, and then there's, the Sasquatch, that's from American mythology, you know, that's when you're born on Friday the 13th on February, on a leap year. As the name suggests, the Cretan bull is prominently, it is the Cretan bull, you know, it's from Crete, you know, as it was sent to the island by Poseidon as a symbol that the gods were pleased with Minos, that he should be the next king of Crete. Now, Minos, as I like to say it, but Minos makes a lot more sense for the Americanized version. He was supposed to sacrifice the bull, you know, to the gods. But he was... he loved the Cretan bull so much that he didn't want to kill it. Like, someone gives you a cow, and you're like, oh, this cow is kind of awesome.
Right.
So he killed a different cow instead.
You know, like you get chickens because you want to. That's a bad example. You mainly get chickens for eggs. You don't really get. You get a bull. You get a cow because you're like, I want. Well, if you don't want milk, you're like, I want beef. And then you get attached to steer. Yes. And then you get attached to it and you're like, I don't want to kill you.
Yeah, exactly. It's probably a beautiful looking bull. So probably
big hanging knockers
too. Probably. Speaking of which, because Poseidon got angry, because, you know, he didn't sacrifice the bull that was given to him.
Is that why my nuts are huge? Just because it's meant to emulate the Crete bull of Crete old? Bull?
Maybe. Just swinging, just sloshing because it's so full of piss.
Everyone knows piss is stored in the balls.
It is. So Poseidon would cause Pasiphae, the wife of Minos, to fall in love with the bull. As a result, Minotaur or Minotaur, depending on your location. So it would make sense, like Minos, but Minos I like better. So I would but I say Minotaur.
That was good.
The Cretan bull would also ravage Crete until it was captured by the hero Heracles. Hero,
air quotes.
As he undertook his 12 labors, and Heracles took it back. To Tyrannus, but when it was released, the bull would terrorize Marathon, where it became known as the Marathonian Bull.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So it terrorized and ravaged Pasiphae's pussy.
Oh, yeah, it did. In the myth, she actually had someone make up a thing, she had, like, a cow. She just had her fresh, like, her raw vagina sticking out in the air. Get
the fuck out of here.
I'm not lying. Don't
fucking tell me this shit.
Well, this is the myth that she had.
No!
Because Daedalus made it. Daedalus. You know, Icarus's dad. Guy who made the maze also made the fucking cow.
I feel like Daedalus was just a weird guy.
I feel like he's like a furry artist. Where he's like...
He absolutely is.
Where like he's like, I don't want to do this. But it's making me so much money.
It's so much fame. It's so much notoriety.
Like, I have to do the fuck cow.
Have to do the fuck
cow. It's the queen. She's offering me jewels and all the money I could do. But she's gonna get fucked by a bull. Ugh. The bull would eventually be killed by Theseus. Which then it was placed upon the blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it was made as Taurus.
He was another cunt, wasn't he?
Probably.
Was it Theseus or was it Perseus that we went over that?
We went over Perseus.
He was the cunt that went around blying everyone with Medusa's head.
Yep. You fuck with... Yeah, Perseus is his grandson and half-brother. Because they're both sons of Zeus.
Yeah, I suppose that checks out with that family line.
It's just like... It's like, you know, you're not supposed to have... quiet air, but I just like to have that silence of you being like acceptance, like
going through the five stages of grief.
Yep, exactly. So next we have the Gemini. You know what Gemini represents?
Bipolar people.
Close enough. Twins. Specifically, they are the two brothers, Castor and Pollux, or Pollux.
No, we don't. Nope, that's a slur.
No, Pollox. Pollox.
I would say Pollux.
Pollux.
Just to avoid, you know.
I come from a very Polish part of New York. I celebrate Dingus Day, you know. I got friends. I dated a Polish girl. It's fine.
And my president was black.
I know, that was the joke I was making. Okay.
Please tell me, is your wife, who's secretly me, is she a Gemini?
No, she's a Taurus.
Sad.
I know. We were on this close to greatness.
Director Krennic, I love that meme.
We're on the verge. Castor and Pollux. They were the offspring of Leda, Queen of Sparta. Mm-hmm. But whilst the father of Castor was King Tyrannidas, Pollux was the son of Zeus.
Of course he was.
Yeah. This meant that Castor was mortal, but Pollyon was said to be an immortal. Which doesn't really make sense if he dies among the... Anyways, the two brothers were said to be inseparable and always found in the company of the other. Famously, Castor and Pollux would rescue their sister Helen when she was abducted by Theseus. Our hero, Theseus, abducting a woman.
What a cunt.
Yeah. And were also named as Argonauts and hunters of the Caledonian boar. Castor, though, would be killed when his brothers fought with Idas and Licinius. Even death could not separate the two brothers, for Pollux willingly gave up his own mortality, with Zeus transforming the twins into the Gemini constellation.
That's touching.
Yeah. We don't have siblings we're that close to.
No.
But we're also not twins. I should ask Heather. Would you kill yourself if Holly died?
I feel like there's an obvious answer to that.
Yeah, it's no.
But you know, we're not in the fucking Greek times where people were bonkers and didn't have the internet.
Yeah, like, that was probably his only friend. Like, growing up and stuff. Like, oh, it's my brother, so he's my only friend. Oh, let's go do stuff. Let's go fight.
His family probably lived on a fucking farm on a hill somewhere. Probably. The nearest people were 5 miles away, which for fucking foot wandering is...
Yeah, a long time. So, you know about marathons.
Yeah, I work there.
Ha 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 ha. But, like, the running marathon.
No, I know nothing about that.
So, I just want to bring this up because the marathonian bull was brought up earlier. But
is it because they ran from the bull?
No, the thing is, there was a man from Marathon. And I've been getting this not 100% right.
Meritius.
He brought a message, and he ran. He ran 26.6 miles, which is why they run the 26.6 miles of the marathon. And then he died.
I can't imagine those things are conducive or correlative.
No, he ran so hard that he died. That's literally the story. So now people run marathons.
To die?
Apparently. Dude, how much of a kick in the dick would that be? Be like, oh yeah, your brother, they represent, the, you know, you're immortalized with marathons. What do they do? Oh, they run how much you ran and live. Fucking assholes.
I don't know, maybe he's good-natured about it. You know, maybe he's a good sport. He's like, as long as they don't die, as long as, you know, they get to live where I didn't.
Yeah, like, you know, if someone came back from the dead and saw that their method of execution was a symbol of them, and it's like, Jesus.
There's a little tangent here. I've seen a couple of times on social media platforms this idea that our ancestors, the people from our history, from our past, aren't looking at you know, people who, like, fucking medieval peasants and farmers are looking at us like, wow, look at everything good they have in life. Good for them.
You can get a mouthful of hard bread.
Yes. You can fucking eat steak whenever you want to. And they're like, good for them. Our progeny is thriving instead of being like, I didn't have that when I was alive. And I much prefer that. It's a much more positive tone.
Yeah. No, I see that. I've seen something like that as well, where it's like, because, you know, I'm a hefty fella. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, what would your ancestors be saying? Well, they'd probably be high-fiving me because I'm so fat I don't have to do anything. I don't have to do anything and I've become so fat.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have to go into war. You don't have to run from the British.
You don't have dysentery.
All right, high five. You eat that fucking other chessman, whatever it's called.
We have salt and pepper and fucking garlic. We have the Emperor's spice drawer, each of us.
Yeah, we can wear purple.
We can.
Yeah. So, the fourth sign is, I believe this is actually Jared. He's, because it's Cancer. I'm not even joking, Jared is a Cancer.
I didn't know there was a zodiac sign for vaguely racist. No, he's not racist. No. He just really likes to toe the line sometimes.
He's on that line, and we have to be like, no, Jared.
Yeah. and just kind of smack him with
the ruler. Yeah, because that's just ingrained from his childhood and all that. So it was more of a thing where you're like, no, you can't do that. You
can't do that anymore.
And then he goes, oh, okay.
Just learn, child.
Yeah. So it's not that he's racist. He just...
Being white people in the areas that we grew up in, you know, America, and especially, like, rural America, yeah, we have a lot of prejudices and worldviews kind of hammered into our skull.
Without even knowing it.
Without knowing it. You know, it's just, when you're a kid growing up and someone says, oh, you know, insert bad thing about this kind of people, you don't know to question it. But hopefully you learn to question it unlearn that behavior when you get older.
I still remember the one day where people are like, oh yeah, those dirty Mexicans coming across the border. And I just like, but I'm Mexican. I was born in North Carolina.
Oh, but not you. You're one of the good ones.
No, they didn't even say that.
Oh, well, fuck them then. Fuck them anyway. But.
Yeah, fuck them anyway. So the next one is cancer, also known as the crab. Crab.
Yes.
Yeah, we're doing the crab hands.
Yes, we are.
Crab hands. This creature is Carcinius. Carcinius, that's a fun name.
Yes. This kind of ties into a word called carcinization, which refers to the weird phenomenon where I think it's either, I don't know if it's all life forms or just aquatic crustaceans, have the tendency to evolve into a crab. like the crab is just the ideal aquatic life form.
This is the perfect life form. You may not like it. No, that was amazing. I thought you were gonna make a cigarette joke. Like, you know, you just break out tumors when you just smoke cigarettes. It's a weird thing.
No, there's like an actual like biological evolutionary phenomenon where things in the water just turn to crabs.
I like that. Reject humanity, return to crab.
Not return to monkey, return to crab.
So Carcinius is an unknown creature, relatively unknown, but it does appear in the labors of Heracles, which, for those who don't know, Hercules, but Heracles is the Greek version.
Because Hera was his mother.
Yeah. Listen to the Heracles episode.
Do it.
When he was completing his second labor, slaying of the Lunarian Hydra, which I saw this, not to get off on a tangent immediately again, I saw this really fucking funny picture where it was like, oh yeah, you see this picture of the Hydra, you know, notoriously multiple heads, one tail, and then it shows the Hydra logo from Marvel. It's like, what the fuck is this, Johann Schmidt? One head with multiple tails? What kind of fucking Hydra were you looking at?
He's a fucking German.
And I'm just like, that's so funny. But Carcinius was a crab of monstrous size that was dispatched by Hera to distract Heracles, so, you know, he couldn't kill the Hydra. And then Heracles just stepped on it, killing it instantly, and continued the fight.
Yeah, I feel like crab of monstrous size is like...
like the mud crabs from Skyrim.
Yeah, you know, it's a crab that's like 4 feet across.
You're like, oh,
that's really big, but it's not.
And this is a, you know, a god with god strength.
Yeah.
Just
steps on it.
Yeah.
Crunch.
So, Hera then put this in space because crab.
She was like, oh, that's a cool idea.
Yeah. Crabs are cool.
Crabs are cool.
My second favorite, actually, I think my third favorite aquatic animal is a crab.
There's a, I don't know if it's a new species, but I have only recently discovered it. The shame-faced crab.
Shame-faced
crab. It's got like these weird, big, like bulldozer kind of scooper bucket front claws that it like tucks against its face, and it looks like really timid and shy.
Oh my god, I love this thing. Like, look at that thing.
Seriously, folks, look up the shame-faced crab. They're really cool and they're really cute.
It looks like a crab. That looks like a mouth. It looks like it's about to go. Rah, 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 rah.
It does. It's an it looks like an anxious crab.
It's so hilarious. That's.
It looks like an ancient, not an ancient, an anxious tank.
This is a crab with anxiety.
This is the peak life form of the seas.
Which, yeah, I mean, you can't really do fucking much if you got a carapace. So our next symbol we got is Leo, the lion, which is my sister is a Leo. So this is the fifth sign, and it is also from the Hercules 12 Labors. It is the Nemean Lion.
Yes.
Yes.
The lion whose hide cannot be pierced, or some shit like that.
Yes. It was a lion residing in Nemea, believe it or not. Yeah, his skin could not be penetrated by mortal weapons, and his claws could rip open any armor. So how do you kill something that you can't stab?
You bludgeon it to death.
Exactly. And that's what Heracles did. He fucking took a club and bonked on the head.
Ha ha, horny jail.
Exactly. He did.
Its claws can rip through any armor, so he didn't wear armor, and its claws had no effect on his ribcage.
I mean.
And then he smashed it with a hammer.
Yeah. Because.
Like Yzma.
Because when in doubt, bamf! This club.
Yeah.
Perfect weapon.
True.
What is a sword but a pointy club, but a sharp club? What is a spear but a club with a knife on the end?
A long club with a knife on the end.
Like, everything's club.
Everything is club.
What is a gun but a club that shoots smaller clubs?
What is a femur but a club that you cannot yet use?
That is... So, now we have the next symbol, Virgo.
The Virgin,
yes. Or the Maiden, as it's saying, but it's really the Virgin. Because, yeah.
It's not Mado. It's Virgo.
Yeah. It's not Tom the Mado. You can tell Sven didn't get a lot of sleep because he's laughing at my jokes. So I'm a Virgo, so yeah, I know the fucking bullshit. Of Virgo the Virgin.
Adjust glasses.
Yeah. Because that's not a joke that dumb people say. That's a joke that people who know this, what it means.
That's what other Virgos say.
Yeah, exactly. I had a group of Virgos. We call ourselves the Fat Virgos, the FVs. Because we were all fat, we were all Virgos. So, the Virgo, sometimes it is a representation of Artemis. You know, who assert, well, protective of virtue. But the Virgo actually represents Astraea. Astraea was the virgin goddess of justice. It's pretty bitchin'. And she was the daughter of Astraeus and Eos. I'll be honest, I didn't read these ahead, so I had no idea anything. justice.
Nobody is quite as just as people with hymens.
She just needs to ride a horse, it's fine. I'll let you translate that as you would like. So, Astraea and many other deities lived amongst mankind, but as generations passed, shocker, man became more unruly, and most of the gods and goddesses withdrew to their divine palaces. Astraea stayed longer than any other deity, but eventually felt that she could no longer live amongst mankind, to which Zeus turned her into a constellation.
Okay. What a cunt.
Yeah, probably because he couldn't rape her.
Again, what a cunt.
Yep, and the worst part is, that's logical. Oh, I can't have sex with her. Stars forever, then. Next one, we have Libra.
The llama.
No, close. Scales.
The lizard?
No, scales.
Scales.
Scales. That way things.
Oh, not like the scales on a dragon.
No, like scales.
Libra. Why Libra?
Because that's what... well, let's find out. The Libra is the only inanimate object in the zodiac. There is no certainty about who the scales said to belong to, as the scales were linked between three goddesses. Lying between the Virgo and Scorpio, it is commonly suggested that the scales of Libra were the scales of justice used by Astraea.
That's what I was thinking. Why, you know, swap those two symbols? That's weird.
Yeah. Though Astraea was not the only Greek goddess of justice, Themis was also named as such, and the scales have been linked with this goddess as well. Alternatively, they could be the scales of fate, the scales of the goddess of good fortune, Tyche, T-Y-C-H-E, Tyche? The scales of fate are not as well known as the scales of justice when it comes to good fortune. It normally says that the goddess Nemesis kept good fortune in check rather than scales. Fun fact about since the Libra is the reason why pound is shortened to LB. Because of scales.
The scales and LB Libra.
Yep.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, that's a fun little fact.
Now I know.
Yeah, if you ever were curious, why is LBS Libra?
We need to go back to stone. I weighed 3,800 stone.
Oh, God. 3,800 stone to pounds. That is 53,200 pounds. Baby. Yeah, that's a chunky boy.
It's all the wrinkles in my brain. There's just a lot of surface area and density.
God, your neck must be so strong.
It is. But that's because I suck so much cock.
Not only do you have a big head, but you give good head.
Big head, good head. That's what they called me in Boy Scouts. Not for the reason you're thinking.
I can only think of two reasons. What's the third? You're smart and you gave good blowjobs. What could be the third one?
Just, you know, my Boy Scout leaders didn't fucking molest me.
Ah.
I wasn't in the Boy Scouts.
No, Mike was. He didn't get molested, though.
Not that we know of.
Yeah, he hasn't said anything yet. I've asked him. Like, sincerely, like, did anything? Like, no.
Did you get bediddled?
He's like, no. He's like, and he said, trust me, if I did, I would already have the money. Which I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's fair. That's very Mike-ish.
Yeah. So we have the next one. We have Scorpio.
The Scorpion.
That is correct. Both my little sister and my grandfather are both Scorpios.
Get over here. Not that Scorpio.
No. So Scorpio is represented by a giant scorpion.
Wow.
In Scorpius.
Wow.
I know, right? Scorpius was said to be the child of Gaia.
Earth Mother.
Yes. Scorpius would be sent against the Greek hero hunter Orion.
Oh.
Orion was a troublesome mortal for the gods, although Orion occasionally accompanied god and goddesses, especially in the hunt. He also ended up antagonizing them as well. Apparently Orion's an asshole.
Have you, like, no. He got in good with the gods and then terrorized them as they deserved.
Oh, he's a hero. He might be the only true hero. One day, it was said that Orion boasted how great of a hunter he was, proclaiming he would hunt down all beasts found upon the earth. This proclamation antagonized Gaia to a degree that the hunter became the hunted when Scorpius faced Orion, and the sting of the scorpion ended up killing the hunter. Both Scorpius and Orion would be found among the stars after this.
Interesting. Now, hunting down all the beasts of the earth, does that include cow fursuit Pasiphae?
I think you might have to.
I imagine he stumbled upon that. Like, he went to slay the bull and just saw what was happening and was like, no.
Can I kill the Minotaur? It's man and beast. So the next one, we have the Sagittarius. We have the Archer. This one is the most common story about the Sagittarius. He's a constellation linked with Chiron, the wise and civilized centaur who trained many heroes, including Achilles. And
Asclepius,
thank you. Chiron, though may have taught Achilles a hunt, but the centaur was not regarded as a great archer.
What?
Apparently, even though Chiron is most commonly Sagittarius, associated with Sagittarius. He apparently was not a good archer himself.
I go against everything I know, or thought I knew.
Yeah, I mean, Centaurs were very good with the bows and the arrows. But another one is the archer was Cotus, a Satyr. Crotus was the son of the god Pan, who, some tell, invented the hunting bow. and the companion of the Crotus was the companion of the Muses, and thus it was the Muses who requested Crotus be placed among the stars.
That's fair. I feel like that's honorable.
Yeah.
Respectable way to become a constellation.
We have the Capricorn.
The Satyr. The Fawn.
The Sea Goat.
The Sea Goat.
Sure.
Top half is a goat, bottom half is a mermaid.
Bad luck to kill a sea goat.
Bad luck to kill a sea goat. God, isn't Robert Pattinson so good in that movie?
Yeah. They both did a really good job.
They did. Well, I mean, Willem Dafoe goes without speaking. He's amazing in everything. But it's like, I feel like Robert Pattinson has such a big stigma against him. He's like, nah, he's great.
It's true. The man hates Twilight as much as the rest of us.
I think even more.
Even more.
So you want to have some turpentine and honey?
The light is mine!
The Capricorn, being likeness to the goat suckled by Zeus when the supreme god was a babe, also known as Amalthea, also could be a representation of the god Pan, while others say it was a Panes called Agipan, it may not have been Pan. Agipan was a minor god who appeared in the Titanomachy, which he emitted such a noise that it would cause the Titans to flee.
So he just screamed like a goat. Just thought,
I mean, yeah, that would make me flee too, especially if it was like a big goat. next we have Aquarius.
The aquarium.
Close. Water bearer. What is an aquarium but a water bearer?
Is Aquarius a chalice?
No, Aquarius is a dude.
But like a symbol.
I think it's like just something like a jug.
A jug, a decanter.
Yeah. We've actually talked about Aquarius before on our Zeus episode.
Oh God, how are they linked?
Well,
remind me.
Ganymede was a prince of Troy, and he was considered to be the most beautiful of all mortal men. So Zeus kidnapped him, turned him into a sex slave, and his water bearer.
Right, I remember this.
Yep. So, and then after that, he became forever known as a gay symbol and the water bearer. Now, there's nothing wrong with being gay. You know, I'm gonna go. Could you imagine this poor man being kidnapped? Even if he was gay. Or even if you're sure, being kidnapped and being like, oh, guess what? Now you're being forced to be gay, and as well, you can be forever known as that.
As always, we would like to reiterate here on CLT, fuck Zeus.
Oh yeah, fuck Zeus. Zeus is a cock. Every time I watch Hercules, it's just like... Like, I know. Just
knowing he's a bastard.
Yeah.
And that's his sister.
Yeah. And they make him such a good guy.
You can't come into Olympus because you haven't been a hero.
How do I become a hero, Dad?
You gotta rape some people.
What?
Yeah, you gotta take people's, you just gotta, you know, without their consent.
That's not a good thing. That's not what a hero would.
Alright, just kill some fucking things.
Just kill some fucking things.
Why is it always I'm the bad guy when I rape people?
I just love the modern people who are just like, Zeus is a fucking asshole. Like, everyone knows Zeus is an asshole. And yet in the media, they always portray him as a good guy.
Well, yeah.
You know, fun fact, if you eat enough salt, you will immediately throw up. I'm gonna warn you that now. I'm telling you that from personal experience.
That so?
Yeah, I ate a tablespoon of salt and immediately threw up.
Let's see. Tell me if I fucking chew on like a handful of this Himalayan pink salt.
Yeah. Yeah, we're bougie. So the 12th and final sign of the zodiac is Pisces.
The fish.
Is actually said to depict two figures, Aphrodite and her son Eros.
Famously fish people. Aphrodite with her big old fish woman tits.
Yeah, I think she was born in the sea. I think Zeus splooshed into the sea and that became Aphrodite.
Sure, yeah.
Like, and I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Fish woman Aphrodite with her big mommy milkers that squirt fish sauce.
When Typhon and Echidna went to war with the gods and goddesses on Mount Olympus, all of them fled. Most of the deities would seek refuge in Egypt, where they were worshipped under new names. Interesting. But Aphrodite and Eros went to the Middle East when Typhon approached, and to escape the mightiest of all monsters, Aphrodite and Eros transformed themselves into fish and dived into the river.
I feel like hiding from a sea monster in the water is counterintuitive. But at the same time, maybe Typhon was like, that's the last place they'll be. I do believe Typhon was a sea monster.
I might be thinking of Echidna.
Being of Kronos, it might be, I don't know. Description is what I want. Well, shoulders were 100 snake heads emitted fire of every noise and every kind of noise. So it's possible. But I think the best part about this, and thanks to their escape, the likenesses of the deity, a fish, was placed into the heavens as Pisces.
They were like, LOL, good job, dude.
Yeah, just imagine you're a fucking fish. Just fishing around, just living your life. You get fucking grabbed out of your water by some fucking all-powerful god and put into space.
Sounds about right.
Yep, sounds about right. And that's the Greek zodiac. Yeah. Oh, look at that. That's about pretty nice. So, let's go over the Chinese zodiac.
You're forgetting something.
Am I?
The Zodiac Killer. Raphael Cruz.
Ah, good old Ralphie.
I am never going to call him Ted.
No. He wouldn't respect other people's names, so why would we respect his? So we're going to go over the legend of the Chinese zodiac.
I'm sorry, I thought no. I had autoplay off.
You're fine. I understand. That's why I always put my phone on silent whenever like I'm on What an Oddcast. Check it every Monday and Thursday. But
masterfully planned that was.
I always put my phone on silent, so when I do dick around on it, it's not going to be like, "Hello, I'm on my phone."
Don't want something to autoplay and be like, "Oh,
my pussy." So the zodiac has the Chinese zodiac also has 12 symbols. Fun fact. They are the rat, the ox, the tiger, the rabbit, the dragon, the snake, the horse, the goat, the monkey, the rooster, the dog, and the pig.
Much, much more grounded.
Yeah.
Other than the dragon.
Other than the dragon, but it's mythology, so you gotta have something with dragons. Also known as Shu Niui Hu Tu Long Shi Ma Yang Hao Ji Go and Zhu. I probably mispronounced all of those except for Long. Because I know how to pronounce that. Long is pronounced like that because of Oolong is dragon tea.
Oh.
So there's a reason why, you know, it's in that order. They're, unlike the Greek zodiac, this one actually has a story behind it in the whole thing.
It's interconnected.
Yeah. There was a race. And I have, this is from topmarks.co.uk. It is a PowerPoint made for children.
Excellent. And we're children.
We're going to use it. Because it was the best source.
And to clarify, by a great race, it looks like Is this like a marathon kind of race? Like, yes, a sprinting race? It's not a race of people.
No, it's not like in Fast and Furious where there's a race war. It's an actual like running race. So long ago in China, the Jade Emperor, which the Jade Emperor is going to have his own episode because he's
God.
Yeah, he's the, what's the word I'm looking for?
Almighty creator deity.
I was going to say something like the patriarchal lead god.
Yeah, like the All-Father?
Yeah, All-Father, thank you. He's like that of the Chinese myth, because, you know.
Patriarchal archdeity.
That's a good word. So the Jade Emperor decided that there should be a way of measuring time. On his birthday, he told the animals that there will be a great swimming race. The first 12 animals to come across a fast-flowing river would be the winners, and each would have a year of the zodiac named after them.
That's fun. I like that.
All of the animals lined up along the river, the rat and the cats, who were good friends, were worried because they were poor swimmers. Being clever, they asked a strong ox if he could carry them across the river. And, of course, said the kind ox, just climb on my back and I'll take you across. Those ox not knowing how to say no, being literally stepped on.
Sounds familiar.
The rat and the cat jumped up on, and they were very excited when the ox took the lead. They had almost reached the other bank when the rat pushed the cat into the water, leaving him to struggle. Just as the ox was about to win the race, the rat leapt on his head and onto the bank to win first.
That treacherous little rodent.
Yes, as you can notice, the cat was not one of the 12 animals.
Oh, that motherfucker drowned.
Well done, said the Jade Emperor to the proud rat. The first year zodiac will be named after you. The poor ox had been tricked into second place, and was the second year of zodiac named after him. Shortly after, an exhausted tiger crawled his way across the river bank to claim third. Swimming across the river had been an enormous struggle for him against the strong currents. Which, tigers are actually very excellent swimmers.
Yeah.
So, holy fucking shit, how terrible was that? The next who arrived was the rabbit, who hadn't swum at all. He had hopped across some stepping stones and then found a floating log.
He played Frogger.
Which carried him to the shore. But I thought they were going against the river because of how strong the current was against the tiger. Magic log, rabbit.
Did it say, was the Jade Emperor clear that this
is a swimming
section
race
of the shoreline is the winning area? Or did the rabbit just wait for it to carry him close enough that he could jump off like 80 feet downstream?
And just run up.
Yeah.
I feel like it was probably that. Then the kind dragon swooped down to take fifth place. The Jade Emperor asked, why didn't you win the race when you can fly? The dragon responded, I needed to make some rain because some people and animals need to water their drink, the dragon explained. Then I saw a little rabbit on a log in the water, and I blew a puff of wind so strong that the log would float over across to the riverbank. Dragon being very kind.
So the dragon is Chad.
Yeah, he's like, ah, I could have won, but there are people who needed help, and I saw the rabbit just struggling, so I just helped him win before me.
Wow, I would not expect like humility and kindness and compassion to be a dragon.
Yeah, I mean the Chinese dragons are super nice. Check out our dragon episode for CLT to know the difference.
I normally think of Western dragons.
Yeah. Also, this dragon, which is terribly designed.
That's a lindworm.
Like, that's not what a Chinese dragon looks like. But,
how do you know?
Because
almost white boy?
I did a whole episode. I did a lot of research to compare and contrast Western dragons versus Eastern dragons.
Okay, that's fine.
The next thing that the Jade Emperor had heard was the sound of the horse's hooves. Just as he was thinking the horse would be the next animal, a sneaky snake wriggled out from one of the horse's hooves. The horse was so surprised, he jumped backwards, giving the snake the chance to come in sixth place. The horse had to come in seventh. Which, yeah, if I picked up my foot and a fucking snake flied out of it, I'd probably shit myself too. Yeah. Not long afterwards, a raft arrived carrying the goat, the monkey, and the rooster. They explained that how they shared the raft that the rooster had found. The goat and monkey cleared the weeds and pushed the raft to the shore. The Jade Emperor was so pleased that the animals worked together, he said the goat would be 8th, the monkey would be 9th, and the rooster would be 10th. Even though the rooster found the raft, the rooster gets 10th.
Wow.
I'd be pissed. Oh, you're the one who figured this out so we could all cross. Yeah, you can come in last place out of the three of us.
You know, cock. For waking me up every morning.
The next animal to finish was the dog. Why are you so late when you were one of the best swimmers? Asked the Jade Emperor. The water in the river was so clean that I had to take a bath along the way, explained the dog. Well, you don't have to take a bath, you're in the river. I'm sure there's some proverbs and stuff about that.
Dogs are dumb.
Dogs are dumb. And the boar came in the last place. You took a long time to cross the river, said the emperor to the boar. I was hungry and stopped to eat, explained the boar. After a meal, I felt so tired that I fell asleep. You've done well, said the Jade Emperor. You will be the last year.
That's respectable.
Yeah. As for the cats, who had been pushed into the water, he finally clawed his way out, but it was too late to have a year named after him. He felt very cross with the rat, and since then, cats have never been friends with rats.
That's clever. That's cute. I like that. I much prefer this. I enjoy the interconnectedness of it. It's also simple. You know, it's not fucking like, oh, I want to get fucked by a bull.
Oh, pound me and then go to space.
Pound me and then go to space while I have our Isle of Dr. Moreau, baby.
There is another version where, the rat in the morning, the rat and the cat shared like they were roommates, and the rat left quietly in the morning, didn't waking up the cat to not show up to the race.
I prefer that less treacherous version.
Yeah,
the attempted murder one.
Yeah, it's fucking big asshole. That's what the big asshole. So yeah, rats are assholes. Sorry.
Ox coming in second, though.
Yeah, because you were very kind. You also had an attempted murder on your back.
It's true.
Let's see. Now, you're an ox, so your best match...
I've had many attempted murders on my back.
You have probably many dead babies on your back, too.
See, because the running gag is that I'm a child cannibal, that's the angle that I took.
Oh.
Like, literal dead babies just, like, on my back.
Oh.
Like, in a backpack? Am I taking them home to eat?
No, I meant...
And then, see, what's weird is my joke was a sexual joke, like, getting murdered from behind. And then I couldn't see you talking about someone blasting my back with fucking...
With hot loads.
Firing ropes on my ass.
Spider-Man. No, that, of course. Dude, tramp stamps exist for a reason.
That's true.
And can't just say girls have tramp stamps. That would be sexist. So you, Sven, you are compatible with the snake and the rooster.
I love snakes and I love cocks.
You're off. Those are your best matches. Your favorable match is the rat. You're average with the dog. That's me. And awful is the fucking horse.
We make an average couple, Anthony.
Yeah, we make an average couple.
And this is telling me I shouldn't go for guys with huge dicks.
Well, as long as they weren't born in 67, 79, 91. Should be fine.
I don't think I'd be going after any of those people.
No? How about 2003?
No, because that's... way too young for me.
Agreed. Not even 20 yet. So let's see. You said you were born
97.
So you are a fire ox.
You're damn right I am.
Let's see, I was born in 94, so let's go down to the dog. Excuse me. And I am a wood dog.
You're a wood dog.
I'm a wood dog.
Speaking of backs getting blown out, look at this meme, and I will elucidate this for the
for our audio visual listeners. Audio. It's a tweet. I think it's a tweet. No, this isn't a tweet. It's some kind of social media posting.
Instagram. It might
be an Instagram. By famous artist Lizzo, saying, "I really won a VMA while I was getting my back blown out last night. I'll be there next year, I promise." Which, honestly, what a fucking champion.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, I was too busy getting laid. Here, we'll just go over you. We'll go over us because we're the ones here. Here's some fun facts. Some basic astrology elements about the ox. You are, you know, out of the five elements, you are typically an earth element. Mm-hmm. The five elements in Chinese mythology are earth, fire, water, air, and metal. Your cardinal point is north-northeast. So, that way.
Yep.
Which is ironically, because that's where you live, basically, for me. You are a yin. Your lunar month is the 12th month. I have no idea what a lunar month is.
I don't either.
Your season is winter. The closest Western zodiac you have is the Taurus.
Yep.
Yep. Your earthly branch ruling hours are 1 to 2:59 a.m., which explains a lot about you.
It's typically when I go to bed.
Yep. Your lucky flowers, you have the tulip, the evergreen, the peach blossom, and the rose.
That was peach blossom.
Peach.
Peach?
Peach blossom.
Peach blossom.
You know, like the peach, but the flower it comes from?
Do they come from flowers?
Yeah. They're fruits.
I didn't know this.
Like those apple blossom jeans.
The boots with the fur.
Yeah. I like how it says, which, hey, in Chinese mythology, peaches are very good. But I like how it says flowers, and one of them is the evergreen, which is, a tree, not a flower.
It's a flower.
Oh, okay.
It's a very nice looking flower.
Your lucky numbers are 8 and 3, and you should avoid 6 and 9.
What do you mean, avoid 6 and 9?
I don't know.
I want to put my wet trash bag gut on someone's forehead while I face fuck them.
Your lucky colors are blue, red, and purple. And you should avoid white and green.
But green's like a good color. It's the color of nature and shit.
Yeah.
All that, what was it? Was it blue, red, and purple? That's what it was?
Blue, red, and purple.
That's a good color combo.
Yeah.
Color of the bruises. Like I like to have on my neck. choking myself.
And your 12 heavenly generals, you have...
okay.
I'm not going to pronounce that because it's as in Sanskrit, but you have a ritual weapon that represents symbolizes the properties of diamond, indestructibility, and a thunderbolt.
I wield thunderbolts made of diamond.
That would fucking hurt.
Just throw them at people.
Lightning.
He hurled his thunderbolt.
Diamond's so fucking energetic that they've just become plasma.
That sounds awesome.
And then for me, I'm also an earth element.
Anthony.
Peach blossoms?
Peach blossoms. These are like...
They're Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, the that petals? Makes sense! Yeah. Oh, Anthony, these are like my favorite flowers ever.
Yeah, no.
I thought those were more like cherry blossoms. No. I mean, I imagine they're very similar, but...
Cherry blossoms are Japan. Peach is China.
Okay. Yeah, this is like my fucking favorite flower in the world,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, see? Some fun facts about you.
I also do like winter. I like the cold, but I fucking hate that the sun is gone by 5 p.m.
That is understandable.
Please continue.
My cardinal point, I am west northwest.
Which you were born in...
North Carolina, in the
that's
east.
West.
That's the east. I grew up in the west. But,
it's west from places that are further east.
That is correct. It's eastern further than places that are west.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, the thing about the Earth, you know, you head east enough, you're eventually in the west.
That's true.
Yeah. You are a yin. I am a yang. Or yang.
Which is the white one? Which one's the white one? I don't remember. remember.
God, if I'm the fucking black one and you're the white one, I'm pretty sure Yin is white and Yang is black. Yin is on the dark right. Oh, no, Yin is dark. So for once, you're not white. Yeah.
It's my soul, it's black.
Yep.
Oh, sorry, I just cut myself on that edge.
My lunar month, I'm the ninth lunar month. My season is autumn. This is perfect because I fucking love fall.
What are lunar months? We have to look that up.
I will look that up in a second. It'll be the next thing after.
Right now. No, it's fine.
The closest Western zodiac is the Libra, which is weird. Didn't expect that twist. My earthly branch ruling hours is from 7 to 8:59 p.m. That's me fucking doing, converting that military time in my head. It says 19 to 20:59. Gotta fucking subtract 12.
Fuck military time.
Fuck military, or world time. My 12 heavenly generals, I have a... You know what? It doesn't really matter. I'm Hanzi. I don't know. My flowers are the rose, the Onkidom, also known as the Ankh, the Chibidium, also known as boat orchids, and the Orchid. My lucky numbers are 3, 4, 9. I should avoid 1, 6, and 7. Why do I have to avoid 3 more? Why do I have to avoid more numbers? Why do I get more numbers?
Because you suck.
My lucky colors are green, which is my favorite color, red and purple, and I should avoid blue, white, and gold. Why do I have to avoid more colors?
Because, motherfucker, oh, boat orchids are pretty, too.
Yeah. So, the lunar month is just the Chinese calendar.
Oh, okay.
So
what are these, like, the months that we are at our most powerful?
Probably.
So you're saying I should... I should be doing my witchcraft rituals at, like, 3 in the morning during the winter on lunar months.
Probably. Let's see. 2021 is the 4,718th Chinese year. This year is the female white metal cow. The lunar calendar we have here. So, shit. I gotta open up the dog. I lost the dog. Go back to the dog. Where's the dog?
Dog is
my pussy. It doesn't matter. I'm just gonna go. Control shift T. 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 I've lost it. It is the 12th lunar month begins from January 2022 to January 3rd, 2022 to January 31st, 2022. That's your lunar month.
That's going to be my year.
Yep.
2022.
That's your month. Ox month doesn't exist this year, apparently. Cow month. January. Yep. January is your month. But, yeah, that's going to be it, though.
I didn't know Jared's mom had a month.
Oh! Well, the white metal cow. That's her.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're in the year of the ox. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah, the white metal female ox.
That's right. That's me. Cold and unyielding like steel. Woman.
Cow.
Cow. Heifer.
But that's going to be it. Make sure you follow me at CLT_sandwich and at Inferno Frenzy. Email me at thecltsandwich@gmail.com. Sven, where can people find you?
They can find me at my house, working. I don't know.
I'm going to make you a Twitter one day. I
have a Twitter.
Yeah, but this one's going to be the company Twitter.
The company
Twitter. Yeah, it's not going to be run by you. I'm going to make you a Twitter that I'm going to run. As you. It's just gonna be every hour. Just say the baby. Just say the baby. Just say the baby.
The only tweets are going to be the most outrageous things that I say during the episodes and also, just ate a baby, just ate a 10-year-old, just ate a toddler.
Yeah, I gotta mix it up. But, yeah, thank you for listening and sampling today's flavor, CLT Sandwich. We hope that you enjoyed it. You'll join us next week to try a brand new one. Remember, the whispers in the shadows, unseen creatures, and fucking Zeus out there. But do not be afraid. We're here to make it more palatable for everyone's consumption. Stay safe and stay hungry.
And kick Zeus in the nuts when you can.
Yeah, fuck Zeus.